The Ministry of Tourism is expecting more visitors from Canada. All that and more on this week's Tourism Roundup. Also, stick around for our No Jamaica segment. I'm Andre Palmer. Stay tuned. Jamaica's shores continue to be a pull for visitors the world over. With our tropical climate, friendly people, and unique cuisine, Jamaica offers the ideal vacation destination for visitors from colder climates. Over the past few years, more Canadians have shown interest in visiting The Rock, particularly during the winter period. This year, the Ministry of Tourism is expecting up to 450,000 visitors out of Canada, continuing the strong growth in tourist arrivals out of the North American country. Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett says Jamaica welcomed 405,000 visitors from Canada last year, up from 370,000 in 2016, a 9% increase.
So they have broken the 400 mark again. They did that earlier on in the 2014, I think, and then they receded. They were down 17%. We have arrested that decay, and now we have growth, strong growth, and they are back in the 400. And their projection for this year, 2018, is now 450,000. So we're expecting an increase of 40,000 or so, and more Canadians to come to Jamaica this year.
To ensure visitors to The Rock enjoy their experience while here, Jamaica is doing all it can to make visitors feel secure. On a recent trip to Canada, Minister Bartlett met with tourism stakeholders and addressed some of their security concerns.
There was in fact two cancellations for amounting to about 600 visitors. And we were able, just by being there and showing them what the plan that we are doing is and the fact that we are making Jamaica safer, more secure and seamless. They saw it right, they understood well, and we were able to reverse those two cancellations.
In the meantime, provisional data from the Tourism Ministry is showing that stopover arrivals increased by 6.7% for the first 28 days of the year, compared to the same period last year. Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett says, for the period January 1 to 28, Jamaica recorded 172,380 stopover arrivals.
And interestingly, the period during the state of emergency, we had an average of 7.6% growth during that period. Now, this is not to say, of course, that there wasn't skittishness. This is not to say that there isn't concern. What this is to say, however, is that the strength of the destination and the fact that people have known that Jamaica is a safe and secure destination have bled over into a positive response to their vacations.
Minister Bartlett says efforts continue to retain confidence in the destination with tourism stakeholders.
We know that once words like state of emergency is out there, there's always going to be skittishness. So we have actually coined a new narrative. And in the marketplace, we talk about enhanced security measures that are being employed in the Montego Bay areas to cauterize the level of crime and to secure the integrity of our destination as a safe, secure and seamless one.
Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett. Minister Bartlett added that last year was a signature year for Jamaica's tourism product, with a record 4.3 million visitors coming to the island and foreign exchange earnings reaching approximately $3 billion. To a place called Jamaica. In our No Jamaica segment, the Mona Great House in St. Andrew. Mona Great House is of Jamaican Georgian architecture with 13 rooms. It is a two-story building constructed of brick and mortar. The upper story is sand-dashed, while the lower one is made of red bricks. The roof is shingled. The Great House was attached to the Mona Estate, which was established in 1681. Several distinguished visitors, including Queen Elizabeth II and Prince Philip, have stayed at the Great House. That's it for this week's Tourism Roundup. On behalf of Studio Engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Andre Palmer.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.